Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Alabama Supreme Court Justice Tom Parker has now defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center in an amazing free speech victory. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, we almost have to thank, if you will, tongue-in-cheek, the Southern Poverty Law Center, because they are the ones that started this whole controversy. They filed a politically motivated ethics complaint with the Judicial Inquiry Commission against Alabama Supreme Court Justice Tom Parker because of his comments on a radio program regarding same-sex marriage. Had the JIC actually filed charges, he would have been automatically removed from the Alabama Supreme Court. Well, they investigated him for a year, but instead of waiting for what they were going to do, we filed a federal lawsuit. And as a result, these speech restrictive policies in the Judicial Inquiry Commission, the judicial ethics provisions, have been ruled unconstitutional. And now the JIC has to pay $100,000 in compensation to Liberty Counsel for legal fees. Great victory.
Mm-hmm. A great victory, and it didn't have to happen, but it's the usual suspects. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the politically motivated JIC there in Alabama, unfortunately. We saw what they did with former Chief Justice Roy Moore. This is kind of a little bit of sweet, you don't want to say revenge, but it's, you know, to see the Southern Poverty Law Center go down in flames and get their comeuppance, as they say, there is something gratifying about it. You know, these are bullies. The SPLC are bullies. They're anti-Christian bigots. They hate the First Amendment. They hate free speech. And they're constantly endeavoring to silence all dissent. That's what they do. They tried that with Chief Justice Tom Parker. He fought it. And he won.
Yeah, he did. This whole thing started, Holly, back in 2015 when the SPLC filed this politically motivated ethics complaint against Tom Parker. Under the ethics provisions, these are rules that govern all judges, including Supreme Court justices of the Alabama Supreme Court. It says essentially, and I'm going to paraphrase, that no judge in Alabama can make any public statement on any case pending anywhere in the country, meaning even though the case is not pending before you, but it's somewhere else in the country. For example, if it's at the U.S. Supreme Court, if you make a comment on it, even though it's not before you, it is a violation of the judicial ethics code, and you can be removed or punished. And that's what the SPLC used to file the complaint against Supreme Court Justice Tom Parker. Instead of being silenced, we represented him, filed a federal lawsuit. It went to the district court, to the court of appeals, back to the district court. The court of appeals sent it back, indicated that this is something that needs to be considered. And the lower court then said, it looks like this violates the First Amendment, and entered a preliminary injunction stopping the enforcement of these provisions.
Right. And I believe Alabama was the only state that had this kind of gag rule, wasn't it?
Yeah, some states had something similar to this, and then they abandoned these provisions because they're so broad. And Matt, you know, you've taught in law school, as I have. This would actually apply to a sitting judge when they're an adjunct professor of law.
Yeah.
And in the evening, they go to a law school and they teach law school students about, say, constitutional law. And there's a case, for example, pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. They would not be able to critique that particular case, give the legal reasoning, and tear it apart, you know, legally, and analyze it, because that would be a violation of the code.
Right. And they wouldn't say anything inappropriate to harm the case. But that's valuable content that these students can learn by, as well as the public. You know, when they go on the radio and talk about maybe an upcoming election or valuable information the public needs to know, they need to have the freedom to do that.
Well, say, for example, a case is pending at the U.S. Supreme Court and a justice or judge is running for office, as Justice Tom Parker has run for office before and is in a political election cycle. And someone asked him about, say, for example, a case pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. How would you analyze that? How would you come to a particular decision on that? Yeah. he would not be able to give that response.
It muzzles him. Clearly unconstitutional. I think the scenario that you gave a little bit earlier that puts it in great context is if he's an adjunct professor, or as you know, at Liberty University School of Law, we had moot court competitions. You invite judges and justices to come oversee and to be the mock judges, if you will, in the moot court. And then there are similar instances, and sometimes they may even use a current case.
Exactly. They're going to use a current case that's currently, oftentimes they do, pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, one that has not yet been decided. And then you take the pro and con position on the moot court. And then you can analyze that case afterward. And then, of course, the Supreme Court then comes down with a decision. This would stop judges from doing that.
Right. We celebrate this victory because now we have free speech for all judges. But it's kind of like, you know, the old car going down the road. The SPLC's plan kind of backfired on them.
Yeah, it did. And so, you know, why they filed this is because, you know, they had attacked Chief Justice Roy Moore. They wanted him removed from the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker is also on the Alabama Supreme Court, and he is a constitutionalist. He believes in interpreting the Constitution. He knows history.
He's
he knows the Constitution.
Faith, yeah.
He's a man of faith. He is a solid justice, which, of course, that doesn't sit well with the SPLC. They want judicial activists.
Right.
They
leftist,
want,
leftist
right.
judicial Left, activists.
That's exactly right. And
fill
so
their agenda.
They filed the complaint. Had the JIC come down with a charge, what would have happened to Justice Tom Parker? Automatically removed from the bench. And that could take years.
Without due process.
No due process. Automatically removed from the bench. It would take years and lots of time and money to defend him. And if he got back on the bench, you know, elections come and go. He could be off the bench during the election. He wouldn't be able to run for that position. So they wanted to literally silence him. But you know what? We didn't allow that to happen. He didn't allow that to happen. We went on the offensive. And now we've got a great decision. This out-of-control JIC has had some problematic history with the Southern Poverty Law Center, almost doing, if you will, some of its bidding to move forward its radical agenda.
Collusion.
We experienced that with the Chief Justice Roy Moore situation.
They're colluding to interfere with democratic elections.
Yeah, and so what we did was file suit. And the good news now is those speech-restrictive provisions of the judicial canon, the ethics provisions, are now declared permanently unconstitutional because although the court issued a preliminary injunction, the handwriting's on the wall, the JIC is going to lose. They entered into a settlement agreement agreeing that this preliminary order can now be permanent, permanently barring the enforcement of these unconstitutional provisions. Their judicial canons 1, 2A, and 3A6, they're barred from enforcement in an unconstitutional way. And the JIC has to pay compensation for Liberty Counsel's time of $100,000. Mm. And all of this started with the SPLC's evil intent. What they meant for evil has now been reversed and turned around for good.
Hopefully, Alabama taxpayers will take a look at this. Remember, the SPLC is costing taxpayers money.
Yeah, they are. I think this should be another reason why the Judicial Inquiry Commission needs to be reformed.
Absolutely.
It's long past due where we need good reforms. This commission should not be a political arm of the SPLC or any other leftist organization. And in fact, it has been used that way. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can download the press release and even look at the settlement right there at lc.org. Also, when you're at lc.org, go down to the bottom page and sign up for our Liberty Alert, which is our educational press release, other kind of informational communications. And we also have activists and emails as well for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, Liberty Relief International, Christians in Defense of Israel. All that's available at the bottom of lc.org. These emails will keep you informed and get you active, gives you opportunities to make your voice known on particular important public policies. Also, when you go to lc.org, you can go to our online store, order the brand new book by Kim Davis, Under God's Authority, and much more at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.